At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are now listening to the best 2 hours in sports radio.
How are the two best hosts on grid radio?
Moneyline with Donnie Wrightside.
Mustache, glasses, and a bacon, egg, and cheese. You know what? I just keep moving. I keep it moving.
But here.
Kevin Walsh.
No, it's not a bad take. You're in outer space
yeah,
right
but for
now.
North. And the dream team of callers.
Right? I hope you guys checked the tape right. That was the 5-0 Vegas. Vegas.
Bring it.
Astros, Rangers, Astros over.
Smoke.
Check
all
the
smoke.
Tape.
Yep. Easy, too. Well, it's easy. It feels good.
Wasn't it, man?
I listened to you guys also with all that great information you gave out on players' props. So it's going to be a fun night tonight.
I just honestly became a huge Sports Grid fan and over the last year, and I found you and K-Dub show, man, and I have been addicted.
And let me give a shout out to my man JP holding it down behind the scenes.
There it is.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, channel 159.
And there it is. Hour number two officially underway for us. Yeah. Just around the corner from the NFL picking up, and that means opening night football. Now, let's have some fun in hour number two. Let's really open it up and take a look at the NFL. You know, hour number one, spending time here talking Major League Baseball, seeing where we can get our ins and outs, but also that primer for football season. It's very important you get it in and you get those thoughts out. So if you want to give us a call, awesome. On the NFL, 844-843-6879. Hot picks, hot plays, future plays, guys that you're looking at for season-long props. Let me hear about it. Hashtag SG Moneyline, and also giving us a phone call over the airwaves to have some fun. Now, if we start, before we get into who's going to win these divisions, because we'll take some time, we'll go team by team, pluses and minuses there, and also some players that you might want to take a look out for. But in the meantime, why don't we just go ahead and take a look at the first week of the NFL and the excitement that that brings? Because I always remember last year, right? Getting it going opening night and saying to yourself, man, we have so much football to go. It's so enjoyable to watch this. And if I remember, and again, sometimes I think it was the Buffalo Bills and the Los Angeles Rams last year where the Bills did win opening night. But when we're looking at it saying, man, this is great, all this football they got to play, and I swear, before you could blink your eye, Super Bowl Sunday was done, and we entered the offseason in the winter. It really felt like that. It did. So I do like to enjoy it. Like, I enjoy the buildup. And it feels like we were saying to ourselves, oh, we're so far away. And when I would say, like, you know what? After the draft, after free agency, the OTAs, you get pictures of guys in shorts and the rookies show up. But then you wait. But I always feel like July starts football season because at the end of July, teams are going to start getting into training camps. And now we're into August. The anticipation is there. We're watching preseason football. We're watching practices live. We're seeing teams add players late here, like maybe a Dalvin Cook gets moved finally at this point, or Kareem Hunt gets to find a home, right? Jonathan Taylor is going to be happy in Indianapolis. But then also we have live preseason football where you get a look at some of the rookies out here. And Thursday night, you got to look at the number two overall pick in the draft.
Early in his Patriots tenure. Now Stroud hanging in. Throws it to the near side. Picked up. And on the return for the Pats, sidestepping ahead is Mills. Takes it back across the middle. Try to turn the corner on the...
interception right away. Not worried about that at all. Don't worry about it. You take a look, Mac Jones didn't play Thursday night. Bailey Zappi, what did he go, like 12 of 14? But also, keep it, file this away. The game on Thursday night didn't go over the total. Talk about the first game. Second game, actually, you could say maybe it did, maybe it didn't. It's 36.5 to 37, depending where you're shopping at. That game ended up at 37, the Seattle game late at night against the Minnesota Vikings. But I'm talking more about that New England Patriots game, right? Don't worry about that. Don't worry. But again, file some of these backup quarterbacks that have legs that are going to be getting into the fourth quarter. They can move the chains all by themselves. But again, let's have fun. Week number one, opening night in the NFL. Kevin and I got roasted from Detroit Lions fans where we said, man, you know what? We'll watch. It's going to be a good game. But you look at that Kansas City Chiefs schedule. There were bangers on there you could have had right out of the bat. But again, the Lions and the Chiefs are going to do big numbers because we love football. And the Lions are one of those teams that we expect to do big things this year, which includes being the favorites to win their division, which is crazy. When's the last time you talked about the Detroit Lions being the cream of the crop in the NFC North? It's been a long time. But they're going to take on the Chiefs. Now, here's the interesting part about that on Thursday night, which is great. You drop the banner, which probably should have been dropped in Philadelphia, but that's neither here nor there. The Atlanta's bounced between 6.5 and 7s. It's now back to 6.5. It was 7 a little bit earlier this week, total 54.5. It should be a great game overall. If we are expecting big things out of the Lions, they don't necessarily have to win this game. How many teams go into Kansas City and beat the Kansas City Chiefs? Not many. That's why they have home field advantage, it feels like, every single year heading into the AFC playoffs. But if you're taking a look here at the Detroit Lions, if they lose by 7 or less points, good things are happening there for the Lions. But this could very easily turn into, man, who thought the Lions were ready to take that next step, win the division, and make the playoffs, right? Doesn't it feel that way? Unfair referendum to take on the world champions in their own building with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. But again, I got a feeling the Lions are going to show up, man. Run the football. Jared Goff surprising people last year. That line sits at 6.5 right now for the Lions and the Chiefs opening night. We're in midway through August. That game is September 7th. Before you can blink, that game will be here. And also, before you can blink, these commercials will be up, and I'll be right back. We're going to hit week number one. Let's have some fun with this stuff. Sonny Wrightside right here on Moneyline. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A lot of NFL talk here in hour number two of Moneyline. Donnie Wrightside here, solo mission. OK-Dub will be back next week, midweek with us. And away we go into the football season and into late August. But a lot of stuff still to be determined here for us. Get a hold of me on Twitter, hashtag SGMoneyline. Phone lines wide open, 844-843-6879. Let's get to the phone lines here. Chris from Austin is calling in here for hour number two of Moneyline. Chris, what's up, man?
Hey, man, what's good, Mr. DRS? How are you this afternoon?
Love it. Doing very good, man. What can we do for you?
Well, I a couple of things, and I think you're so right about the 49ers. And, you know, I hate the Eagles. They need to quit crying. You know, I've been not disliking the Eagles since Carmichael and Wilbert Montgomery took out my Danny White-led Cowboys in 1980. Right?
1980, so, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, they lost to the Raiders in that suit that
they did.
But,
New Orleans.
Man, you know, but, you know, Donnie, man, what I watched that game last night, that Patriot and Texan game. And this is what I got. Now, I'm not saying the boy is going to be a bust, even though he's from Ohio State quarterback. But that was bad. And I didn't like his demeanor. After they pulled him out, he was kind of over there. You could see him kind of pouting, right, while Mills and Case Keenum. What I saw was a quarterback that's not ready yet. And the Texans and Ryan, they're going to have to figure out, do they want to win games or do they want to develop a quarterback that needs some time to be developed? because Mills and Keenum are better than Stroud right now. Now what you got to say? Are we going to develop him or not? I wasn't impressed, man. I don't know. And the Patriots, they don't have any offensive weapons. Did you see anything that said, wow, okay, that kid has some pop, right? Was that pathetic? Bill Belichick can't draft offensive players. I mean, I didn't see anything. And Cunningham was the best offensive player that I saw on the Patriots. The Texans, they got some talent. I mean, they've got that linebacker from Alabama. They've got another linebacker from Alabama. I think they've got a big stud on the defensive line from Washington or USC. That Dale kid, Michi comes back. And they're going to draft well next year. I'm going to look for spots to play the Texans this year, and I'm going to look for spots to fade the Patriots next year. What were your – that's what I saw last night, man.
Yeah, no, when you take – also, by the way, the Houston Texans, love they got DeMeco Ryans. I mean, you hear that guy talk, obviously. He looks like he gets it. Been around the league for a long time. Everybody who's come into contact with him loves him. So that is a bright spot. I thought they made a pretty good hire there. But you're right about that last night. Here's what – when you take a look at Thursday Night Football and you say to yourself, from the Texans – and the New England Patriots perspective. From the Texans, the thing that you don't like, right? Look, C.J. Stroud, I do think is going to be a good quarterback in the league. Why? Because I think he's got some really good coaching, and there's going to be a lot of talent infusion on that team. But the interception was a really bad one. There's one thing to say, like, hey, you know what? I struggled in my first night in professional football. You know, I couldn't complete too many passes. I threw deep down the sideline, wanted to give my player a shot one-on-one, 45 yards down the field. It got intercepted because the defensive back made a good play. It looked like he was just throwing blind into coverage with one of the easiest interceptions that you are going to find, right? That's what it felt like. Now, from a Patriots side, Chris hits the nail on the head on this one, too. Why is it, like, and I guess Bill Belichick is coming from his old school philosophy that said, I have the best quarterback to ever lace him up. It almost doesn't matter. Give me a solid offensive line and guys that can just catch the football. They don't have to do anything. Just catch the football and we'll be a very good team, and they were. But it seems like he's taking into as if he still has Tom Brady. This is what the maddening thing was for the New England Patriots. I understand he does it the Patriot way. But you can't tell me, and again, we're not talking about, well, if you pick up a certain player, that means you guaranteed make the playoffs to make a Super Bowl run. Let me tell you something right now. DeAndre Hopkins, if he was on the Patriots, would be a difference maker. Dalvin Cook, if he was on the Patriots, would be a difference maker. And that team with the New England Patriots is in need of difference makers. And it just feels like Bill Belichick is stuck in a time warp from like 2008 that says, who cares what happens? I have Brady. I'll trade away my wide receivers. I'll take wideouts away from Tom. I'll give him a decent running game and say, here's Rob Gronkowski. Now go conquer the world. And now they don't even have Ron Gronkowski. And certainly don't have Tom Brady. So it's valid points brought up there from two perspectives. The Texans' future is bright. And I have no idea what the New England Patriots are doing at this point right now. Let's get back to some NFL action here for week one. You know what I mean? Setting the table for the season. Talked about the Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs favored by about a touchdown. Now we start to get into some business here, right? Let's have some fun with this. Because if we're looking, 1 p.m., East Coast, San Francisco 49ers, Pittsburgh Steelers. Total in this game is listed at 40.5. And let me tell you something right now. Bone-crushing defense is coming to play in this one. I like the Steelers' defense. I do. It's mobile. It's athletic. Games in Pittsburgh. The San Francisco 49ers, electric front seven. They'll be flying around the football. But the San Francisco 49ers, that we talked about this week, joint practices here for Brock Purdy, struggling a little bit. Let's be honest with ourselves. What do we expect out of Brock Purdy this season also? He's not a flash-in-the-pan player. I don't think he can do that. You don't just have about a 10-week run where you're competent, things are going well, and you wind up in the NFC Championship game. Then he ended up getting hurt, obviously. But having said that, they're 3-point favorites here. Like, you know what? They'll win that easy. What happens if Brock Purdy doesn't have the same season he had during his rookie year?
What happens if he does struggle a little bit? Sam Darnold time? Is that what it is? A little Trey Lance, run it back? Top five draft pick, yeah? That game is intriguing there. Three-point line, San Francisco 49ers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Atlanta Falcons, Carolina Panthers, okay. A little bit of love in that game. Desmond Ridder at home. Bryce Young, rookie quarterback on the road for his first start. Two young quarterbacks technically here. Two teams that probably will be fighting for second place, or at least it feels odds-wise at the FanDuel Sportsbook in the NFC South. Don't have a great feeling on that game. But when we talk about getting your lights turned out, the Baltimore Ravens and the Houston Texans line up here. What's that line? Spread high for week number one. It's 9.5. 44.5 is a total. I look at this game to myself and I say, you know what? I just want to take the Baltimore Ravens team total to the over. I don't think we have any of those out, do we, by the way? Boy, it would be nice if they did. No, they don't. But if we are expecting Lamar Jackson, Odell Beckham Jr., and a plethora of wide receivers that were drafted in round number one the past couple years, the Ravens should get after it. Andrews a tight end, solid offensive line. I'm looking forward to big things here. And also, you know what we don't really know? The offense that the Baltimore Ravens are going to run. Monken now in town. Out goes Greg Roman, which was basically built on the legs of Lamar Jackson. You willing to run to the table here and bet the Ravens at -9.5 means they got to win by double digits to cash your ticket? Probably not. But it is intriguing to me, a team total in that game for the Baltimore Ravens. Because when you do have Lamar Jackson, oh, you move the football just by default. It doesn't matter what defense you have. If Lamar is on and healthy with wheels underneath him and an offense that supposedly is going to let him sling the football, the sky might be the limit here. Now, I know the Moose usually listens to this show. Who knows if he's even listening at this point right now? So I sort of want to tee this game up for after the break because it's an awesome one. The Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns. Week number one at the Browns. Total's 47.5. Deshaun Watson, is he going to face Joe Burrow? Is Joe Burrow going to be healthy enough for that game? That's a fun one. We're going to talk about that after the break and much, much more in the NFL. We'll get to MVPs. We'll get to some season-long props. We got you covered here. It's football day here. That's what it feels like. Football is good to say. It's Donnie Wrightside Moneyline. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Grinding it out, talking some NFL action. Boy, it is fun to talk about, man. We are so close to week one, and that's where we're basically hanging here in hour number two. It's sort of a precursor to the NFL season. We know that the preseason is going on now, but I can't help but look to that first week of September here when we start cashing in some tickets and having some fun and watching it live here for us. But before, let's get to the phone lines and have some fun here. 844-843-6879. The Moose, he is loose here on hour number two edition of Moneyline. What's up, Moose?
I tell you what, DRS, are you clairvoyant or what? How do you know that listen to this show? I listen to this show 24/7, even in the morning. And even to prove that, I'm driving back from the books. And if the good listeners did not listen to your morning show, I took the Monopoly money bet today.
Oh, yes.
I did that parlay with Atlanta and Akuma and Riley and Albies. And I took another as well. Okay. Olsen and Mookie Betts on a parlay to both have an HR tonight. They are going yard, my friend. And not only is it football Friday, but it is also food Friday, okay?
Yes.
And I am fading the KW sandwich. All right, I'm fading him. Last time I saw a picture of KW was on the side of a milk box in the local Kroger supermarket. Where is KW? Can you find KW? That's okay, because KW, if you're listening, the loyal listeners, we have DRS's back. You bet we do. And yes.
There we go.
Yes. I may be called the biggest brown noser from that boy up south, but I tell you what, if you're listening, roll Buckeyes roll. Not Tide. Go Buckeyes. You bet. BLTs Corn on the Cob. It's on tonight. And I am, here's my favorite football bet for tonight, since it's Football Friday. Okay, I'm going on the over with Tampa Bay. All right? And the reason why I'm doing that is that I believe the coach said that he's going to run both of his quarterbacks the entire game to see which one will prevail. Okay? So I think that game is going to go up and over. That's what I'm saying.
Beautiful.
You guys are great. You got the best producers. You got the best listeners. And you got the number one brown noser in sports grid history. I'm out of here.
There he is. That's way to bring the heat here. Hour number two in style right there. That's the Moose checking in. Little food update. Little action here. Little parlay. Yeah, we got it going on. Why don't we keep the party going here on the phone lines, 844-843-6879. It's Jordan. He's calling in from Phoenix. He's ready to go on hour number two, on the grid, on Moneyline. Let's go, Jordan. What do you got?
What's going on, Donnie?
Hello, hello. Yes.
Calling to what's going on. Checking in. I just heard the Niners, Purdy is having a rough practice with the Raiders. So, I mean, man, if he's having a rough practice with the Vegas Raiders defense, I mean, you know me, I'm a diehard Niner fan, man.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm over here. I mean, hey, I've had to go through. We've had JT Sullivan, Tim Ramsey. I've gone through, you know what I'm saying, so many junk quarterbacks. So this ain't nothing new. I think we should give Trey Lance. I don't know what you thought. I mean, hey, we spent the third round pick. We spent the third pick in the draft on the guy. Let's swing him out there with the ones. Let's just see what he can do. If he can't do anything, I guess. Brock Purdy, I mean, I don't know, man. Donnie, I'm just a diehard Niner fan. I just want a quarterback who can stay healthy, throw some touchdowns, compete in some games here. And that's it. Not too hard to ask. But you know the drill I already wrote you. Best show on the grid, man. Have a great weekend. And football is here. Let's go.
I mean, he said it. Football is here, and absolutely let's go. Fun times here. And also, from the Brock Purdy, it's one thing to say to yourself, and isn't this expected? Young kid trying to find his way, last pick in the draft last year, lightning in a bottle with a really good football team, but then he gets hurt. He can't spend the offseason working out, which is usually that big jump you take from your rookie year, into your second year. He didn't really have that, so no surprise here. And also, sometimes you don't mind the interceptions. They have to be put into context of what's taking place. Are you just trying new things out, giving your players a shot, or are you throwing interceptions like C.J. Stroud did on Thursday night, which is like, ooh, I don't know about that one here. That wasn't just like, okay, tried to airmail one and just didn't work out in my favor. Those things do happen here. But we were just talking about the Browns and the Bengals when Moose called in, because that's a fun one here, man. That Browns crowd will be fired up for that one. But the question mark isn't not, can the Browns win? The question's going to be, are we getting a healthy Joe Burrow? Keep in mind, calf injuries are tricky here. If he misses the entire preseason, which means he's not practicing right now, it's not as if you're just doing he doesn't play in the preseason, so it's not a big deal. We're going to sit out our star quarterback and wait for him to play in week one. That's not the case. He's not even getting reps right now. Will he be rusty there? And the Cleveland Browns do have a lot of talent. Say what you want. You might not like the quarterback. You might not like the whatever. But if Deshaun Watson shows up, is healthy, in shape, and ready to go, they could be an interesting team here overall. Sunday action in preseason football. Kansas City and New Orleans are going to play 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And Andy Reid has said that Patrick Mahomes and the rest of the available offensive starters will play roughly a quarter in Sunday's preseason opener. Which, again, I've watched Andy Reid for a long time in Philadelphia. He usually doesn't lie, but let me tell you something right now. The Chiefs open up in that game, take the football, and score a touchdown. Yeah, he's not playing for roughly a quarter. He's playing roughly 7 plays, and that's it. But that's interesting. So Patrick Mahomes in the first squad offense. Because also keep in mind, when you play Patrick Mahomes, it's not like you'd say, well, I don't want to get my tackles hurt here. We'll sit them. When Mahomes is out there, it's all hands on deck. Wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, and linemen. They're going to give it a go because you want to have a fluid offense, number one. And number two, you don't want to see Patrick Mahomes get hurt because he's waiting for a wide receiver that's not ready to play in the NFL to run the correct route. Therefore, he takes extra hits there. So something to keep an eye on. I'll tell you a line. Sunday, September 10th, 1 o'clock. And by the way, usually that's not the case. Usually Denver doesn't play at 1 o'clock at home. But that's what it says here. Maybe they haven't decided who's going to be the 4 o'clock games. No, I do see some 4 o'clock games. But this is a FanDuel. Vegas Raiders, Denver Broncos, 1 p.m. Sunday, September 10th. -3.5 for the Denver Broncos. We're not expecting big things out of the Las Vegas Raiders here this season. I don't know too many people that are high on the Vegas Raiders. But if we're looking at the Denver Broncos, we expect them to be better. Why? Reputable head coach here in Sean Payton, who ripped Nathaniel Hackett, and rightfully so, with the job he did last year with Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos. They were an unmitigated disaster. No question. Nobody would argue that. But that line does seem a little bit short there, right? 3.5 for the Denver Broncos. Keep in mind last year. Now, again, seasons don't really correlate, right? But if you look, one of the easier wins we thought was going to happen was the Denver Broncos on the road at the Seattle Seahawks. Russ coming home with a better football team than what we thought the Seattle Seahawks had. And they won that game. Now, granted, there were a lot of mistakes and a lot of errors on the side for the Denver Broncos in that one. Some bad breaks and bounces, but they still lost. But that's an interesting number here where I'm not high on the Raiders and Jimmy Garoppolo. But the Denver Broncos aren't getting a lot of respect with that line, with it only being 3.5 at this point. Arizona Cardinals and the Washington Commanders, I just think all bad things here, to be honest with you guys, for the Arizona Cardinals. I do. I just don't think the Arizona Cardinals are cut out to win in 2023, which isn't a bad thing. When you're trying to reset your football program, what's the goal for you? Not to be competitive. It's to be really bad. You're not getting any bonus points for winning 6 or 7 games. You're only hurting yourself. I don't know how many wins they get, but their win total at the FanDuel Sportsbook is 4.5. I don't think they get there, to be honest. I was looking at their schedule yesterday and just writing down some notes here. We don't know when Kyler Murray's coming back, because I can assume he's probably not coming back within the first 2 months of the season. But if I looked at the season in totality, and let's just say he does come back, talking about Kyler Murray, winnable games, which I mean they have a chance, not that they're going to win. I'm just talking winnable games for the Arizona Cardinals. Week 10 at home against the Falcons. Week 11 on the road against the Texans. Week 12 at home against the Rams, because I don't think the Rams are going to do that much. And week 16 away at the Bears. Winnable games. But also in week 16, I don't know what the Bears are going to be doing, but I don't expect too much big things from them. But if you're trying to lose, or even trying to go on the road to beat the Bears in Week 16 in the cold, there's a dome team? I don't think so. So I think big things, or I should say bad things, are going to happen for the Arizona Cardinals. And by the way, perfect launching point for the season if you are the Washington Commanders. You want to get a win. You should get a win. They're favored by 6 points. We don't even know which Sam Howell is going to show up. A good one, bad one, or as Ron Rivera says, hey, you know what? It might not actually be Sam Howell. It might be Jacoby Brissett if it happens. Fire Ron Rivera right on the spot. Don't even let him see the opening kickoff at that point. New Orleans Saints, Tennessee Titans, 1 o'clock September 10th, -3 here for the Saints. I expect big things out of the Saints this year. Not again to win the NFC, but be a competitor in the NFC. They're the best team in the NFC South. They should win it. And if you're looking for an opening day performance out of Derek Carr, they should win that game at -3. 41.5 is a total. Even though the Titans aren't really a total team, at least you got something at wide receiver with DeAndre Hopkins. You're going to have what appears to be a healthy running back in Derrick Henry right off the bat. Maybe a sneaky total in that one, right? Over 41.5. We expect the Saints have a loaded wide receiving core. Now, granted, they won't have Alvin Kamara, but we're not just going to be running the football here with Derek Carr at quarterback. He's going to put up some numbers. Maybe a sneaky total there in that one. A lot more football to go. And also in the next segment, I want to talk about some of these MVP awards, who might lead the league in rushing, and some other fun topics. Get your phone calls in. We have a great show so far with callers. 844-843-6879. Hit me up here on Twitter. Hashtag SG Moneyline. Hour number 2 in full effect, an NFL hour right here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Donnie Wrightside. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Football hour here for hour number 2 on Moneyline. Yes, it is football season. It's a glorious football weekend. First full NFL weekend with preseason action, but we're taking a look at some of these quick week 1 odds numbers here, or lines, I should say. at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Interesting one here. The Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots opening day 425 on that Sunday, September 10th. The Eagles favored by 4.5. Interesting game overall. I don't expect big things out of the Patriots, but they'll be a competent football team. They're going to have a solid defense here. You just want to see what you're getting out of Mac Jones, who I do anticipate being the starter in week one, not Bailey Zappi. But this is one of those where I expect the Eagles to put away the New England Patriots. If they don't, which means they lose opening day, oh, man, it's going to be tough to hear sports radio here in Philadelphia. No doubt about that one. Green Bay Packers and Chicago Bears. Here's an interesting one. I got to tell you right now, just sifting over some of these lines, the Green Bay Packers getting 2.5 points from the Chicago Bears opening day. Now, do we expect better from the Bears this year than last year? Of course we do. Do we expect less of the Green Bay Packers this year than last year? Of course we do. Aaron Rodgers isn't there. But Jordan Love is having a pretty good training camp so far. We'll see him in preseason action. Them getting points opening day at Chicago is eye-opening. Because that means the Bears are supposed to win that game. Total 44.5. I'm not ready to take the Bears as a favorite right now. Maybe I'll take a look at the Bears as a dog, and particularly how Justin Fields plays. But that was an eye-opening line for me, seeing the Green Bay Packers getting points from the Chicago Bears. Now, what did I expect? Green Bay to be -6? No, I didn't. But maybe more in that pick'em range here. We'll see where that line ends up week one, but I almost would assume if Jordan Love does look really good in the preseason, that line's going to shift a little bit. I really think so. Miami Dolphins and the Los Angeles Chargers, awesome game at 4 o'clock opening weekend. Favorite here for the Chargers, -2.5. That's going to have the debut. New offensive coordinator for the Chargers. Kellen Moore comes over from the Cowboys. Supposedly going deep more. Moving Keenan Allen around, who finally says, hey, man, I was stuck on the outside with Joe Lombardi. But now looking to be more of that CeeDee Lamb aspect. They got a lot of weapons here for the Chargers. The Dolphins got a lot of weapons with Tua Tagovailoa. That's 50.5 out there on the West Coast on the fast track. That should be a fun one to watch. Tua will be healthy for that game because I don't really know how much Tua is going to play in the preseason, if at all. So he shouldn't be taking hits in training camp, but that's great. And it's always going to be that debate here, Tua versus Justin Herbert. Well, if we're looking at contracts here, that's 1-0 right now, Justin Herbert, with that massive extension. Wait-and-see mode on the Miami Dolphins and Tua Tagovailoa at this point. Sunday night football, good one. You never can go wrong. Dallas Cowboys, New York Giants. But how about this? The Giants in their own building getting 3.5. And I got to tell you right now, line seems off to me. And no, that's not because I think the Dallas Cowboys should be favored by more. I don't think that. The 3.5 has me intrigued on the New York Giants. Home dogs opening weekend here. I think that'll be a close, hard-fought game. I love the coaching staff for the New York Giants. I just don't love Daniel Jones at quarterback. But maybe Dak Prescott is throwing too many interceptions at that time, right? Maybe they can pick a few off for the New York Giants. And by the way, Monday Night Football, September 11th, emotional time, too. That's September 11th, Monday night in New Jersey / New York. The Buffalo Bills here are -1.5-point favorite here, taking on the New York Jets. That's probably, honestly, that's the game of the weekend. Opening night's going to be great. Don't get me wrong. I'm looking forward to that game. But this is the game of the weekend. Just look at that line, too. So much on the line. Referendums, it feels like. The Buffalo Bills, can they still be the king of the AFC East, right? Can the New York Jets interject there and say, you know what? Now's our time. We got our all-star quarterback. We're ready to rock and roll. Total listed at 47.5. Now, as I promised, I do have a wager here, and I don't know if it's still available at the FanDuel Sportsbook, but it was a Kay Adams boost, 25%, if you were looking to bet on a parlay and or just a straight wager on divisional futures. I picked 5 teams for divisional futures to win the division. And it looks like 3 of those plus money, 2 of those prohibitive favorites. And I got some good numbers here, just even in the past couple days. I just told you that the Baltimore Ravens now +210. I got them at +223. Now, take a look at this. The Buffalo Bills, +129. Now, granted, did they put that low? Let me just double check here for a second. All right, let's just go with this here. Buffalo Bills, +129 to win the East. The Baltimore, and I, you know what? I think they might have put that in there because it's a 5-leg parlay. It's a 25% profit boost. But I seem to think like they already bumped up those numbers. Let me just take a look here quickly. Let's see, Vandal, what you got cooking here? Because I want to see if those numbers are the... Because usually the numbers I'm looking at aren't the numbers that you actually get here or bettable at the FanDuel Sportsbook. So I'm just looking at the division. And the Buffalo Bills plus 120. Yeah, okay. So they upped them here. So essentially, here's what I have. The Buffalo Bills at a plus 129 to win the AFC East. The Baltimore Ravens to win the AFC North at a price point of plus 223. The Jacksonville Jaguars to win the AFC South at minus 140. The Philadelphia Eagles to win the NFC East at a minus 105. And then the New Orleans Saints to win the NFC South at a plus 140 price. The bet was $25.40. If that hits, the payback, $1,525.58 here. Now, granted, it's hard because we don't necessarily know how these teams are going to turn out. But I still like the Buffalo Bills. That is a massive game we just talked about in week number one against the Jets. They win that game, I'm feeling good again against with the Buffalo Bills. I really am. The Baltimore Ravens, we know how talented Cincinnati is. We know Cleveland is talented, but just hasn't put it together yet. We know the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be a tough out. But I just hope if Lamar Jackson stays healthy, he can dominate and they can win that division. Jacksonville, by far, the best team in the AFC South. The only team that might tangle with them, obviously, is the Tennessee Titans. But I don't see big things out of the Titans here. Also pick the Philadelphia Eagles, knowing that, number one, the Eagles are the best team in that division. But also, number two, nobody's repeated in the NFC East since 2004. That's incredible. The Eagles won the division in 01, 02, 03, and 04. And since then, nobody has repeated as a champion in the NFC South. Looking to buck that trend. And also, the New Orleans Saints, I do think are the most talented team in the NFC South. So I took them as well. Again, it's a long-distance bet here. But $25, you can turn that into $1,500 if those come in. So that should be a fun thing to watch throughout the season itself. And as we take a look at some of those teams to win the divisions in the conference, I'll just keep it quick here. I think the Bills win the AFC East. I think the Baltimore Ravens win the AFC North. The Jacksonville Jaguars taking down the AFC South. AFC West? You know what? I just have some fun there. I got to go Chargers 3-1. Am I expecting big things here? Say, Don, you can't do that. The Chiefs, man. It's always going to be the Chiefs. Yes. And it's going to be hard to beat the Chiefs. But if we're going toe-to-toe, man-to-man, talent for talent, man, those Chargers are talented. Pass rush, secondary, offensive weaponry at wide receiver, Austin Eckler in the backfield, Justin Herbert at quarterback. I'll take that 3-1 price. Once again, the NFC East minus 115 on the Eagles. I think it makes sense. The NFC North winner. Is everybody just lined up on the Lions? Is that it, people? Are we just giving that away? Is that all it is? Plus 145 to win that division. Not even minus money prices here. The Minnesota Vikings were always were interesting here in the offseason. If you keep Thielen and Dalvin Cook, you're just as talented as everybody else, but you don't keep them. The Green Bay Packers, I think they're the wild card in this division. I do. I don't think I'm standing out on the Lion, or excuse me, a Lion. I don't think I'm standing out on an island here that the Green Bay Packers can't overtake the Detroit Lions here. If Jordan Love is good, you got a solid running game. Now, the wide receiver position, as Green Bay continues to neglect, it feels like. But Christian Watson should come around here in year number two. He came on hot and heavy down the stretch as a playmaker for Aaron Rodgers. But that's a big ask. You lose Aaron Rodgers, you get Jordan Love. Can he replicate somewhat of what Aaron Rodgers used to do for the Green Bay Packers? That's the big question here. Bears, I'm not putting too much stock at them at a plus 430 price. NFC South winner, I already told you. New Orleans Saints for me. I just think they're more talented than the other teams in the division, and they have a quarterback that I expect bigger things from here, at least in 2023. I think Carr is the best quarterback in that division as we open. Baker Mayfield, Kyle Trask for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. No, I'm not going to trust that. Atlanta Falcons, I like Desmond Ridder. I liked him in college. But do they have enough on the table to win this year and win that division? The Carolina Panthers, they got talent across the board. But they also have a rookie quarterback at quarterback here. The NFC West is interesting also. Hear me out on this. Do I think the San Francisco 49ers, man for man, are the most talented team in that division? Yeah. Great wide receivers, great tight end, solid offensive line, running game with Christian McCaffrey, man, and Kyle Shanahan dialing up those plays. You know how much I love Kyle Shanahan. But I just got that interesting feeling where the Seahawks upgraded their defense a bit here in the offseason. Added another wide receiver to go with Lockett and Metcalf. The running game, as long as it stays healthy, they got guys for days back there. And Geno Smith has shown himself to be a competent quarterback in the NFL. Had a solid season last year. You got to take some shots sometimes. And if the San Francisco 49ers are going to struggle at quarterback, which, again, you're still taking that with a grain of salt. If Brock Purdy comes in and plays good football, nobody's beating the 49ers in the NFC West, to be honest with you. But what happens if he does come in and does struggle or maybe gets injured again? You're putting your money on Sam Darnold? You're putting your money on Trey Lance at this point? I'm not going to do that here. No way. No shot. MVP in the NFL this year. I love talking about football here. This is so much fun to do. I wish week one was here already. Patrick Mahomes is the favorite at the FanDuel Sportsbook, and rightfully so at a 6-1 price. He's the best player in the NFL by a wide margin. The NFL players voted on their top 100. He was number one, and no question about it. Josh Allen, is the luster worn off here for Josh Allen? Are they looking for a down year in Buffalo? Joe Burrow, already starting the season injured. I expect big things out of Joe Burrow. Also, I expect a big contract here for Joe Burrow before week one. Justin Herbert at a 9-1 price here for the Chargers. New look offense for them. And if they win that division, you bet he's going to be getting looks here for MVP. No question about it. Jalen Hurts 12-1, followed by Aaron Rodgers. Now, offensive player of the year, which is basically the best player in the NFL non-quarterback, Ja'Marr Chase at 11-1. Right behind him, his LSU teammate, Justin Jefferson, at 14-1, along with Christian McCaffrey. Now, offensive player, I don't think it's going to be Christian McCaffrey, because I think the 49ers have to be smart with him. Use him? Yes. Overwork him? Absolutely not. Nick Chubb at 18-1. No longer Kareem Hunt in the backfield with him here. He should get 10 bell carries every single week. Mr. Goal Line, he's going to be one to watch here. Followed by Tyreek Hill and then Lamar Jackson at 22-1. Defensive player of the year listed at the FanDuel Sportsbook. You know who's the favorite? Michael Parsons. I hate the Dallas Cowboys. I love Michael Parsons. That guy is an absolute beast. If he's healthy, 20 sacks is always on the radar for him. Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns, ultra-talented as well, 7-1 price. T.J. Watt looking to be healthy this season for the Steelers at an 8-1 price. Nick Bosa of the 49ers, 12-1. Sauce Gardner, 16-1. Aaron Donald, 20-1. I love Micah Parsons. I think the sky is the limit for that kid. And I think he does damage close to 20 sacks this year. It should be fun. The markets that never make any sense. NFL Coach of the Year. You know who's in last place, tied with Todd Bowles at 50-1? It's Andy Reid. Andy Reid might be the best coach in the league. If you put the equivalent out here, it's like saying LeBron James is 50-1 to win MVP when everybody else is ahead of him. It's madness here. We got one more segment to go in hour number two right here on the grid, so make sure you don't go anywhere. It's Donnie Wrightside. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What a fun hour it was in hour number two here of Moneyline. A lot of NFL action that we hit. My goodness. We could spend hours and hours and hours going over the hot topics here just to open the NFL season. But as I was, you know, exiting out of that last segment and into this one, what Andy Reid at 50-1 to win Coach of the Year is hilarious. Look, Andy Reid's probably the best coach in the NFL. No, let's change that. Andy Reid is the best coach in the NFL, but yet he's so good, he can't be in the running for NFL Coach of the Year, because it usually comes from a team that's bad and plays a little bit better, and the coach is the new flavor of the week, and away you go. It's astounding that we do see that, though, to be honest. Rookie of the Year, it looks like it's going to be handed over to a running back, Bijan Robinson. NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year, 3-1 price here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, followed by a couple quarterbacks, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, and Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson is an interesting one, because if he does start and play week one, and they just say, you know what, outside of being injured, he's going to play all 17 weeks, the amount of rushing yards he's going to rack up are going to be incredible. He'll be a 1,000-yard rusher this season if he plays in 17 games. I don't know what the game plan is, but when you take a look at what Jim Irsay is saying, He really wants him to play and basically is saying, you don't get better unless you play. So that's something to really keep an eye on in that market. But everything out of Atlanta Falcons camp, to be honest with you, is all Bijan Robinson. How you can't defend him. He shakes you out of your boots. He's amazing out of the backfield. And they're going to use him here. Desmond Ridder is going to get him the football and or Arthur Smith handing him off the football here. And then maybe the easiest bet you might make this season, if DeMar Hamlin makes the roster for the Buffalo Bills, he's a minus 350 price for NFL Comeback Player of the Year. Other guys on that list, Tua Tagovailoa, John Metchie III, Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, and Breece Hall. But my goodness, Lamar should be a minus 1350 favorite to win that. He's a runaway winner in that market here, don't you think? For Christian Behind the Wheels of Steel, making me look good on the air today, Donnie Wright said, you know what? We'll be back on Monday. Thanks for tuning in. See ya.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.